Moving on, we come to Valentine's Day. Once again, it is very difficult to clearly assess its origins. Sometime around 500 CE, Pope Gelasius declared February 14th as St. Valentine's Day. There are three different St. Valentines that were honored on this day. One legend that is widely circulated but has no basis in historical record has it that one of the St. Valentines was imprisoned and then in turn fell in love with the jailer's daughter. On the day he was to be executed, he passed a note to her that was signed, "From Your Valentine." Incidentally, in 1969, Valentine's Day was removed from the Roman Catholic calendar of saints. Because of the obscurity surrounding the day, some speculate that it might have been a Christian substitution for another pagan holiday. The most likely candidate being the mid-February Roman festival of Lupercalia, which apparently honored either Lupa, the she-wolf of Rome, who suckled Romulus and Remus, or Faunus, the god of fertility. The celebration included animal sacrifices, after which women were slapped with animal skins and blood to bestow fertility for the coming year. Cupid, who is now a famous symbol of Valentine's Day, was the Roman god of love. Yet, this all remains speculative. Obviously, no one celebrates Valentine's Day today in honor of Lupa or Faunus, and Cupid is nothing more than a decoration. Orthodox Jews are leery about celebrating Valentine's Day because of the Catholic-Christian associations, but many halakhic authorities admit that it is nothing more than a secular holiday in the modern age. Some halakhic authorities would therefore say it was okay to give a spouse candy or flowers, which is something that could be done any day, but giving specific Valentine's Day cards would not be permitted. As for believers in Messiah, some may feel the holiday has been totally secularized and therefore there are no issues, while others still would feel that any remnants of paganism are troubling. Regardless, we must respect where everyone lands on this. For those of us who are living in the U.S., I'll throw in the 4th of July. American Independence Day on July 4th is one of the few secular holidays that is just that, completely secular, despite some of the most earnest attempts of the hardcore paganoia people to find some obscure idolatrous roots. It was created solely as a celebration of the independence of the United States from Great Britain. On the Jewish side, the only halakhists that would find an issue with the holiday would be those that object to following any holiday connected to the Gregorian calendar. But as we pointed out, this view is in the extreme minority, and most Orthodox Jews would have no problem celebrating July 4th. So what about the beginning of the calendar, New Year's Day? In the year 46 BCE, Julius Caesar commissioned an Egyptian scholar to calculate a calendar that corresponded to the solar year. It was henceforth called the Julian calendar. He thus established January 1st as New Year's Day. It seems that in the older Roman calendar, it was March 1st. This calendar was then corrected in 1582 by Pope Gregory by eliminating 10 days from the year, and thus it is now called the Gregorian calendar. Even though many cultures hold on to other calendars for religious purposes, the Gregorian calendar is now the worldwide standard. In ancient Rome, New Year's Day was thus dedicated to the Roman god Janus, which, as we pointed out, is where we get the month name January. Janus was the god of doors and new beginnings, thus appropriate to be honored on this day. Ancient cultures around the world celebrate a new year, and while New Year's resolutions are typically accredited to the ancient Babylonians, there is no reason not to believe that this was a widespread practice. Today, as we pointed out, the Gregorian calendar is used worldwide by adherents of all types of religions, none of which honor Janus or any of the other Roman gods. It is interesting that in Jewish circles, the concern over Avodah Zarah is that the day is once again related to Christian practice, not concern over Janus. Because there is the tradition that Yeshua was born on December 25th, 8 days later would be January 1st. Thus, the church celebrated the Master's circumcision on January 1st. Nevertheless, even Orthodox Jews acquiesce that New Year's Day has been totally secularized, and thus, to most, is no longer an issue of Avodah Zarah.